It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's January 18th and 19th, depending on when you're listening to this. If you're listening to this on Saturday the 18th, it's at 9:05, and Sunday the 19th at 7:05. Want to give a big shout out to my last week's guest, Dr. Joe Arante. Joe is the Vice President of Clinical Science and Provider Networks at Northeast Delta Dental, and he gave a really good explanation of when you have in the cold and if you have your teeth are hurting, you know, some of the causes of that. So it was a great explanation. And in addition, Dr. Joe explained our Health Through Oral Wellness program, which is powered by Previsor, which allows Delta Dental subscribers who have a score of 3, 4, or 5 to get additional cleanings and a Delta fluoride varnish and some other services, all paid for by Northeast Delta Dental. So with that as the introduction, and quickly, I also want to give a big shout out to my running friends who did the race last weekend at the Copper Door as part of the Northeast Delta Dental Points Chase series. So with that, I want to introduce this week's guest, which is another dentist, Dr. Brian Hertdurfer. And Brian, thank you for joining me this week. And I know you're always busy with patients, busy giving back to the community, busy playing hockey. So thank you for joining me this weekend.
Well, thank you very much for having me this week.
I really appreciate it. I listen to you on other stations and all the great work you do. So it's great. So why don't you just, before we get into, I know we want to talk about the Big Z Challenge and so forth, which is February 26th. But before we get into that, why don't you give the listening audience a background on your dental career?
My dental career? Well, I started at Stony Brook University down in Long Island. Went to dental school there for 4 years. Graduated and then spent a year in Queens, New York at a doing my residency. And after that, I went into private practice. I worked for a short period of time in Stamford, Connecticut, bought a practice on Long Island, and then became a partner in a firm in Manhattan in about 2004. And basically, in my opinion, did the rat race in New York for long enough. And it got to the point where it was just work, commute, work. And that was about all my life. So my wife and I decided to make a change of pace. We looked into some options. Manchester was the best option for us as far as work is concerned. And now I have a wonderful, relaxing life as far as work, balanced with kids and having a good time. And most importantly, being able to give back to the community.
And that is a great story. I know when I've had Brian on the show before, it's been amazing for me to hear the decision to move from the rat race to a place where you can also give back. And that was kind of my story, too. I came up from Boston in 1995, and I thought coming up to New Hampshire would be like for me a 5-year gig, and I'd go back to Massachusetts. But once you're here, you realize what you've realized. Yep. Giving, you can give back to the community and really make a difference in society. Whereas whether it's New York or Boston, you're more or less a number, even if you are a prominent figure. So, but can we get rid of the New York accent though? Is that possible?
I'm gonna try.
Please,
I've been trying for nine years since I've been here.
I know, because I can always tell you're from Long Island,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So let's now get right into Boston's captain Zdeno Chara and this event that you've done this year. It is February 26th. So what exactly is the Big Z Challenge?
It's an exclusive event, and we only sell about 150 tickets. And this and every year we have a theme, and this year's theme is all about hockey. And it's a chance for, most importantly, young kids to get to meet the captain of the Boston Bruins, Zdeno Chara. He absolutely loves spending time with kids. And the most important and impressive part for him is walking from the VIP section into the event room where all he hears is, Chara, Chara.
Oh,
and all the kids are in line high-fiving him, and he just absolutely enjoys it. And it's just a way that we can bring all these young kids in here, which Chara likes to do, and kind of couple that with my passion for ice hockey and do something great for the community. We've done a couple of different things in the past, but most importantly right now, we are focusing all our energy on giving to the Elliott Regional Cancer Center.
And you've been awesome at that, and I know this year's goal is to To try to raise about $200,000. Let's take just a quick time out on Zdeno. So I know, like, he broke his jaw at the end of the playoffs last year, and he must be so stoic. I mean, and people marvel at Tom Brady and how good he is, but I also think Chara is about that age, and he's playing maybe in a more physical position. So what do you think his secret is?
Well, I know that about 3 or 4 years ago, he switched his diet from whatever it was before to a plant food-based diet. So he doesn't eat any kind of meat. He's basically a vegan. I think that has something to do with it. I think his maturity as far as how to lead a team has had a lot to do with why he's been here so long. I know that in the off season, along with some of his personal coaches, he diagnoses and figures out things he needs to work on every summer to improve himself so that he can become the best he can be for the team that he's playing with. And this is something that when I look at some of the things he's done over the summer, improving his skating, his turning, I think everybody needs to take a time out during some portion of their calendar year to say, well, how can I turn things around, or how can I change things in my personal life or my professional career to make myself the best that I can be for my customers, my patients, those types of things. And I think that's a great example that he sets for just about anybody.
He's definitely a role model, as you are. And I think if you think of it, what you just described is a lot what Tom Brady does in terms of, you know, getting prepared. And, you know, years ago, I wrote a book co-authored with Dave Cowens, a former Celtics superstar who was in the National Basketball Hall of Fame. And in the course of doing the research for that book, I basically ascertained what you just said, that even all of these best athletes, whether it's Michael Jordan, Zdeno Chara, you know, Tom Brady, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, they were always still trying to get better. So Larry was trying to get better than Magic.
Yep. And Tiger Woods is another one. How do I get better?
Correct. And so, and I think I love the way also that you apply it to your professional career, because I do the same. Like, Northeast Delta Dental is known for great customer service, but we're constantly training, retraining, looking for the next best thing in customer service and so forth. So I think what you described for Zdeno is right on target. So tickets are available at BigZChallenge.com, and it's an exclusive event. So there'll be how many tickets available, Brian?
Usually about 150 tickets to the event itself. The VIP section is set aside for the donors. So we have a lot of donors that this year, more than we've ever had in the past. If I could just name some of them that have already signed up. So obviously Northeast Delta Dental has been a big sponsor of ours for quite a while. The Marion and John Elliott Foundation, Meehan and Johnson Orthodontics, Manchester Oral Surgery. Just this year, the Aquilinos Foundation. For the past couple of years, Primary Bank and Bill Greiner. Ken and Susan Foote have always been there to help us. Zeros Endodontics. And most importantly this year, in our opinion, the 2009 New Hampshire Elite Avalanche Junior Hockey Team. I'd like to talk about that a little bit more, but to make a long story short, it is a bunch of young hockey players, I believe 10, 11 years old, and their team has raised $1,000 to be a sponsor of this part of this event, and I can't wait for them to be a part of it.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, we want to talk, of course, about some cancer facts and why it's important to give back to the community. But let's stay with the Elite Avalanche right now. So they're 10-year-old junior hockey players who obviously have learned from you if they've raised $1,000. So how did they get involved?
Well, we've done it in the past. We've had a couple of them raise some money in the past, but this year we decided to kind of like focus it on one team and see if we can set an example to make it something that other teams locally can strive towards. And this team stepped up, and each child who's going to be there is going to be part of this team, and they've raised $1,000 for this event. And this allows them the exclusive ability to get their team photographed with the team, hopefully get some certificates from the Marion John Elliott Foundation showing that they were an integral part of donating to the Elliott Regional Cancer Center. And hopefully they're going to take this memory with them for the rest of their lives. I remember being a young kid playing hockey in upstate New York, where I sold raffle tickets so that I could possibly get a raffle to buy skates, but more importantly, some of the money went towards some charity event. And, you know, that was 40, 45, 50 years ago, and I remember doing this. And so I'm hoping that these young kids, when they participate with this, are going to look back in their lives and say, oh, I remember doing that. Or should they ever walk into the new Elliott Regional Cancer center say, I remember I was part of making this place. I was part of donating to this place. I was a part of building this place. And I am an example of giving back as well.
So you're the perfect story for that, because obviously you were impacted with your experience 40 years ago, and here you are 40 years later, still giving back. And as we said earlier, New Hampshire to me is like, to me, the perfect place to give back, because mm-hmm. you can make such an impact. So we'll talk about the Elliott again. So again, if you want to buy tickets, tickets are available at bigzchallenge.com, and the date is February 26th. After commercial break, we'll get into why it's important to give back to the community and talk more about the Regional Cancer Center at Elliott. But in terms of your professional office, what makes you special as a dentist? I know that when I listen to you talk, I know that you care for your patients and you make it a comfortable experience for them. But there's probably some other tricks of the trade that it might be good to share.
Well, one trick that I have is my marketing person, Liz, is awesome.
Yes, we know that. She's here with us.
She comes up with new things almost every year. But, you know, giving back is kind of like the theme of not just my practice, but in life in general. And so how do we give back to those people that we are part of? Okay, so we kind of treat our patients as part of our family. And being part of our family means, are you giving things away that we can give away? So we've given away lots of Bruins tickets. We've given away Celtics tickets. We've given tickets to all kinds of concerts in the area. And we've invited patients to come to certain events.
The golf events, we
invite them to participate with some events with the Fisher Cats or the Manchester Monarchs and all that other kind of stuff, because we think it's extremely important to show them how much they mean to us, because if it wasn't for our patients, we wouldn't be practicing. And if we can show them how much we care about them, not just as a patient, but as a person, then they're going to be willing to talk about us to their friends, their neighbors, whoever.
Yeah, so I always say, well, you're an absolute phenomenal practitioner of the golden rule or platinum rule. I mean, and, you know, in customer service, I mean, there are a lot of good dentists out there, and perhaps what separates some from others is, the customer service experience that the patient experiences in the office, and that includes not only the dentist, but the front desk person, the dental assistant, the dental hygienist. So I think you've put it all together. We call that in our terminology the Baldrige Performance Excellence, and I always thought that basically, even though you may not be using that framework per se, that's actually what you're doing. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and this weekend with me is Dr. Brian Hertdurfer, who is known as sometimes as a Bruins dentist, but also has a thriving practice in the Manchester area. And his story is amazing, of giving back to the community, and also one of the special people in the community that give back, and also made the decision long ago to move from a larger city to New Hampshire, where he can make an impact. And again, that was my story as well. My case, you know, moving from the Boston area to the Concord area. So, Brian, let's get back right to it. So the Big Z Challenge is February 26th. You can get tickets at bigzchallenge.com. Why is it important to give back to the community, and why did you select the Elliott Regional Center? And you've really been doing this since 2011, and you're doing it for, this will be the 10th year, I guess, right?
This is the ninth Big Z Challenge, and we hope to raise over 10 years. After 10 Big Z Challenges, we hope to reach the $200,000
mark.
Yeah, so that would be great. So to get back to your question, my parents have always instilled in me the ethic that you not only work hard, but you also need to do whatever you can within your abilities to give back to your local community, whether it's volunteering as a coach, whether it's volunteering to do whatever the things are. And I've taken the opportunity to do that while I'm here. Fortunately, my practice is located in the medical office building on the Elliott Hospital campus. And so I have the ability and had the ability to basically meet a lot of the people that work for the Elliott. That includes physicians, cardiologists, anesthesiologists, nurses, dietary, you name it. They all are able to come into my practice because I'm so close. I've also gotten to meet, you know, the CEO, the CFO, the VP of marketing, the foundation, all that kind of stuff. And so when we started this thing, I started to get to know a lot of the people involved in the executive part of, let's say, the Elliott Health System. And we started to form this idea of trying to give back to the local hospital. And after the first year, we've pretty much been doing just that. It was with New Hampshire's Hospital for Children for a short period of time. And now, since the advent of the Elliott Regional Cancer Center, we focused our energy and efforts into trying to raise as much money as we could for that specific entity.
And it will be, when it's open, the most comprehensive cancer care center, correct?
Yep. It will be the most comprehensive cancer care center in southern New Hampshire, and it will open at the end of the summer, I believe, or this summer.
And that's awesome. And I think one of the important points is that it keeps cancer patients, you know, close to their families. And my wife was a nurse, and I know that was one of the things that was always really important.
It will not only keep patients close to their families or their families close to their patients, but it will also put all the different aspects of cancer care under one building. I mean, I've heard stories of a patient having to go to Hooksett for one cancer treatment in the middle of the winter, and then after some therapy had to get in a car with his wife, and they had to drive to another part of town, Londonderry or whatever, and do another part of it. And it's exhausting to do that, not to mention it's in the middle of winter when it's cold out. Now, if you can just go to one location right here in downtown Manchester and get all of that work done without having to drive around anywhere else, I think that's going to really help the patient, but also the family that's close to them.
And you need that family support.
Yep, you definitely do.
As far as getting better. How about some facts on cancer?
Well, we've just recently got some of these facts up. Okay, so 38% of men and women will be diagnosed with cancer in their lifetime.
Now let's pause here for a second. So does a dentist have a role in perhaps spotting, you know, cancer that involves the mouth?
Absolutely.
So tell us about that.
So we perform an oral cancer screen on every single patient that sees a hygienist in our office. Our hygienists are well trained and well versed in the oral cancer screen. They do it every recall and every new patient, no matter what. And we have had chances, or we've had opportunities, where we've actually referred this person to an oral surgeon or to a specialist to say, can you please evaluate this? And I just feel a lot more comfortable knowing that we have been able to take that screen and better provide services to our patients.
That's awesome. Yep. And you also do a quick PSA on chewing tobacco and why that's bad.
Well, I'll do a PSA. Any kind of tobacco, in my opinion, is bad. And Liz and I were just talking about this on the way in. So there was a slight decrease in the amount of cancer deaths between 2016 and 17 in the United States. And that was related to the fact that lung cancer was severely reduced because of the push on reduction of tobacco use as far as smoking, chewing tobacco, and also that includes vaping. Anything like that is going to be is a sign
it's
of
bad
cancer.
News. It's bad news. And I think what to me, we do make some progress because, in minor league baseball, like say the Fisher Cats, you're not allowed, the players are not allowed to chew chewing tobacco in the dugouts. And I think eventually that's going to happen in major league baseball once they grandfather out all the few people like Terry Francona that are still doing it.
Yeah. Well, I would certainly hope so, and it's kind of like the similar with ice hockey, where they used to not have to wear a helmet, and then they were required them to wear a half shield, and the last person to wear a helmet, or to not have to wear a helmet, we used to play for the Rangers. I forgot his name right now, but it's a similar thing, hopefully, when it comes to chewing tobacco, and hopefully, in some ways, smoking and vaping. Also, this kind of, personally, it just needs to stop. There's no reason for this.
Exactly.
It's just death.
And we've had a couple show on the ills of vaping. So it's just, I agree with you. Mm-hmm. So talking about helmets, just real quick. So Teddy Green, who is a former defenseman for the Bruins, recently passed away. And they had a picture, and you may remember this, but he had his head smashed in by another player, Wayne Mackey. And so back in the early 1970s, he actually wore a helmet. And they had a team photo of the Bruins, like in 71 or something like that. He was the only one on the ice
with a helmet.
With a helmet. So we do progress as a society.
Yeah. Well,
talk about mouth guards, too, while you're at it.
Well, mouth guards is another piece of equipment that I think is extremely important, not just in ice hockey, but in any kind of contact sports, just lacrosse or football. When you get hit in the face or in the jaw and you don't have a mouth guard, you're allowing your teeth to smash together. You're allowing your lower jaw to smash into your upper jaw, up into your lower skull, and that could cause a concussion. So we've been able to make mouth guards for a lot of the Bruins. and this is basically acting as a cushion to help defray the blow of when you do get hit like that. Not to mention, it can help you prevent tooth fracture and losing a tooth. I even had a gentleman who was a skeleton luge for the U.S. Olympic team, and he wanted one of those because he was concerned about microconcussions when he's bouncing around going down the bobsled run. So everybody's concerned about a lot more today than they ever have been because of the focus on prevention of traumatic brain injury. And I think mouth guards are just one part of it, as well as all the other equipment that you need to use it.
And I'm pleased to report that effective January 1st of 2020, it is now a covered benefit, sports mouth guards, Northeast Delta Dental subscribers. And that's kind of my shout out, that it's much parents. I know I watch a lot of high school soccer games, and I see a lot of the players like chewing their mouth guard and really not wearing it. It's much better to get a fitted mouth guard from a dentist, you know, like Brian, so the child is actually using the mouth guard. I know myself personally, I play a lot of racquetball, and when I have my mouth guard in, I don't even feel like I have a mouth guard in. And that's the difference between a fitted mouth guard that a dentist would do versus one that you get from a drugstore and soak it in hot water.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kids don't use it.
You know, and I play ice hockey 4 to 5 times a week. And to be honest with you, I've been wearing a mouth guard for probably 15, 20 years. And I feel naked if I don't have it with me.
It's like a seatbelt.
Yeah.
You know, when I first started driving, people didn't wear seatbelts. Now I can't even get out of my garage if my seatbelt's not on. Same thing with the mouth guards. So back to the Big Z Challenge. It's February 26th. You can get tickets at bigzchallenge.com. If you attend, you'll have some great memories. Give us some examples of, like you said, you'll get to meet Sedana, who really loves kids. Perhaps you also get a photo and stuff like that.
Yeah, so for example, the New Hampshire 2009 Elite Avalanche are going to have a great time there. So they're going to have a private team meeting with Zdeno Chara. They're going to have a team photograph taken with him, and then they're going to escort him from the VIP section to the actual event itself. They're going to challenge him in a game of a shootout, kind of street of hockey shootout. And for all that, everyone's going to get a photograph of that. And they're going to also receive an appreciation from the Marion John Elliott Foundation that they will take with them for the rest of their lives.
Awesome.
So I can't say enough about Zdeno coming up here and doing this every year for the last 9 years.
It's great. And again, it's February 26th. Tickets are available at bigzchallenge.com. And again, the money being raised supports the Elliott Regional Cancer Center. And you also become a role model because, you know, for example, if you bring your child or if these hockey players, as Brian explained, you know, 40 years later, you'll remember this experience and you'll be giving back to whatever the, you know, Big Z Challenge is in the year 2060 or something like that.
Yeah, so it could be something different.
It's pretty terrific. And again, the Elliott Regional Cancer Center will be the most comprehensive cancer care center in southern New Hampshire. And Brian's dental office is located in the Elliott campus, and he's explained, you know, that relationship. So as you want to put the final bow on this, what would you say? Why should someone go to the Big Z Challenge, and give us your view on the future of dentistry?
Well, the future of dentistry is pretty bright as long as everybody focuses on what really needs to happen, and that's prevention, number one, as far as preventing cavities, cancer, fractures, injuries, broken teeth,
and that's why we do the Provisor program, because we want to prevent it. And by the way, Wall Street Journal just a couple of weeks ago, still the number two most desired profession. Just want to let you know.
Oh, that's good to know. and so, as far as the dental profession, you know, giving back is another big part of what we try to do. Giving back to the community. I'm fortunate enough to be in a position where I am, where I'm giving back, and it's more noticeable because I'm talking to you and I'm talking to other people on the air, and we're able to do kind of these bigger things. But don't think that the small things that anybody does not go unnoticed. It'll go noticed by somebody. And I really, really like the fact that somebody like this New Hampshire 2009 Elite Avalanche is able to step up and do their small part. I would like to say something about these great people who volunteer for the most part at this event. So you have a photographic member, APM, who's going to take all the photographs for this. We also have the SNU Penman hockey team, who's going to help out and just basically help make sure the event runs really smoothly, as long as a lot of the other volunteers that we've managed to get through Liz and also from the Elliott Hospital itself. they are all doing their small part to give back to this event.
It's a beautiful circle. So again, the event is February 26th, the Big Z Challenge. You can get tickets at bigzchallenge.com. Dr. Brian's dental office is in the Elliott campus. Thank you, Brian, for all you do for the community and specifically this event, but in general, the community and all the great work you do for your patients.
Thank you very much.